Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Has no really substance of God's word. And I believe that if that is reflective, or that is, I believe that that is reflective of our personal lives. That a lot of us are suffering. We lack content. And it's affecting you know, sometimes you ask people, what are you doing? You say, I'm praying. I'm still trusting God. God has not answered my prayer. And from my own diagnostic work, I realized that the reason why many of us don't have answer to prayers is that we pray or we do the activities of prayer. But our prayer lacks the substance that is the word of God, the ingredient that is called the word of God. You see, there are drugs, there are many drugs. And one of the things you hear about doctors and all of that is that there's inside every drug, there's what is called an active ingredient. The moment the active ingredient is missing in that drug cannot bring about the healing that you are believing that drug to bring about. And so also, when most of the time we pray, because our prayer lacks the substance, which is the word of God, we don't get the result, and a lot of us are filled with remorse. We're angry with God. One of my members in Lekki told me one day, said, I'm angry with God. As simple as that statement sounds, it just tells you, I mean, if you think about it again, I'm angry with God. There's a way it just, for me that day, my experience was that it put me off my balance with that person first. Like, okay, you're angry with God. You know, but that's not really what I'm here to talk about. So, Isaiah 28 and verse 16, it says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes shall not make haste. He gave me 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. These scriptures I'm reading now is just to provide a foundation to what I'm speaking about tonight. 2 Timothy 3:16. Do we have it on the screen? Please, you need to move with me very fast. I have quite a bit of scriptures here. Okay, 1, 2, go. Can we read together? But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. What is the knowledge of scripture able to make this young man, Timothy, come into? Wisdom. I was listening to one of Pastor's messages on this series, Wealth and Wisdom. And you know, he hammered strongly on the issue of wisdom. Who has been following that series very well? He's been talking about wisdom. In fact, the title of the theme of the series is Wealth and Wisdom. That sometimes, or most times, the lack you are talking about is not lack of money. You know, the reason why some people will tell you they have not taken steps is that they lack money. But if you put your torchlight and look deep down, you know that what that person is actually saying is not the lack of money. It's the lack of the wisdom, the requisite wisdom for that thing to be done. So he says here, go back to that scripture, please. He says, and from a child thou hast known the holy scripture. So you see that for the believer, reading of the scripture is not what you do to just fulfill all righteousness. That when you and I, we fail to study, to digest and to eat and consume the word of God, is that we are the ones who will suffer. We are the receiving hand. Hallelujah. That we are the receiving hand. He said, thou hast known the Holy Scripture. Known. The knowing he's talking about there is not talking about head knowledge. He's not talking about gnosis, the knowledge of science. He's talking about a different dimension of knowledge that brings about wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry, there's a disclaimer. Bible study is meant for teaching, right? I'll be doing a little bit more of preaching. So if you hear me this way, just bear with me and understand with me. Please go back to that, my scripture. It says, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So for those who are asking, the Bible, where was the source of the Bible? This is the answer for the source of the Bible. It's not what man, one man somewhere just sat down and just felt like, I'm high on weed, and he's beginning to just scribble some things down. No, he says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and his word. It brings about profit, where? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. It says what? That the man of God may be perfect. So maybe one of the reasons why we are all imperfect, we are imperfect, is that you have not subjected, or you have not come to the school of the study of the word of God. Because we give that excuse, we make room for that excuse and say we are all human. And in the last 5 years we have checked, you have still not moved one inch, one step away from we are all human. Actually, yes, when you gave your life to Christ, God is not expecting you to just begin to talk and behave like, but the capacity, the seed of the word of God remains in you. So as we draw closer to God, there are things that are earthly, things of the flesh, that will begin to erode away. By what? My closeness, my relationship with the word of God, what begins to happen is that the you of 5 years ago that finds it very easy to lie, you now know that lie has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do, or it has nothing to do with the person you are lying to. It has so much to do with between you and God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That you found it very easy to steal, and you will do it in a perfect way that nobody will detect. Even the CCTV camera will not be able to identify you. I was speaking with one of my friends in market, and he was talking to me about the problems he's encountering in his business. And, you know, I just brought up the issue. I said, why not install CCTV camera? He said, my brother, he's an Igbo guy, by the way. He said, my brother, you know the intonation. He said, my brother, when they want to do the thing, CCTV camera will not be there. He said, what if they come into the store as early as 5? What if they tell you that there was no NEPA light and the generator failed to come on and the place is dark and they do all the dirty things they want to do and they later tell you, by 6:30 we're able to turn and Kamaru later came, he serviced the generator and the generator came on and the day began and all of that. We are not talking about that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, what we need is that we all need to go back to the study of God's work like the way we used to do back in those days in secondary school. Like we used to do back in those days in university. We need to cherish the word of God. That the way we are having 5 hours marathon for prayers, we are having 6 hours marathon for prayer, 12 hours marathon for prayer, we need to go back to those days that we are sitting under the word. I'm not talking with using your phone. No. If you are still talking about using your phone, it means that you have not yet understood what we are talking about. I'm talking about that you sit down and you open the Bible, that even before you open the Bible, the moment you are thinking of the scripture to read, you are holding your Bible like this. It's as though the Bible also has ears to say, this is where you want to read. And for some of us in those days, the moment you are looking for a scripture, maybe you have forgotten how to quote it, and you are looking for a scripture, you know how to open your Bible to the exact place where you are looking at, that you can quote the Bible and you will be able to do whatever job you want to do without any issue. We need to go back to those days. I know the excuse, or one of the excuses we make for ourselves, is that we live in Lagos or we live in a very busy city. And so that has affected the way we study the word of God. But we must go back. If what the issue you are talking about is that you have identified the issue and you are saying the issue I have is wisdom issue, then it means that how to cure the problem of wisdom is by studying God's word. He says, you have known the scripture from childhood. He says, and it has the capability to do what? To make you wise. Hallelujah. So we need to go back to the study of the scripture. We need to go back to the study of the scripture. We must take pride about the teaching and the preaching of God's word. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about motivational speaking, no, because the truth is, let's be honest with ourselves, that is what we have prevalent in this age and time. Motivational teachings. The milk. We are no longer looking at the hard things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So by integrating, by saying, there are about 6 points, but I'm not sure that time will allow me to be able to look at those 6 points on this integration we are talking about. In school, in math, in further math, they taught us about, for those science students here, you learned about what? Integration and differentiation. By the time you're talking about differentiation, you're talking about removing. Isn't it? Abby? By the time, you know, in differentiation, if you start from 4, the next thing is 3, is reducing. In integration, it keeps increasing, right? So it means that when we talk about integration, there are things that we must adopt. There are things that we must inculcate. There are things that we must do. And I'm not telling you that it's going to be very easy. Just like the way prayer for some people, or for some of us, is very hard. The moment you stand up, you say you want to pray, have you realized that's the time you begin to yawn? Yeah. That's the time you begin to remember that, oh, I have something inside the oven that I've not removed. I have dishes I've not done, you know. So even the studying of God's word can be that difficult, but we must take ourselves through that rigor. We must reclaim that gift that our fathers, our forefathers gave us back in this age and time. So number one thing, let me say this. You can never be a man or woman of the world without intending to do it. I need you to write that down. You can never be a man or a woman of the world without intending to do it. And by intending or by intention, I'm not talking about intention as being passive. I'm talking about intention as being active. Intention has been active. So there are certain things you must do if you are going to become a person of the word. There are certain things I must do if I'm going to become a person of the word. You must desire. You must be addicted to the word of God. There must be desired and you must be addicted. So number one, how to integrate God's word into your life. Number one, you must build every area of your life on God's word. What did I say? That's not convincing enough. Number one, I said what? We must build every area of our lives on God's word. You must get scriptures about every area of your life. When it comes to healing, what's God's word talking about your healing? When it comes to your finances, what is God's word talking about your finances? When it comes to your marriage, what is God's word concerning your marriage? When it comes to the fruit of the womb, what is God's perspective? What is God's stand as it has to do with the fruit of the womb? When it comes to success, academic success, what is God's stand? Because some of us, we said, oh, I came from a... Some people believe that because they came, their father, their mother did not go to school, and that thing passed on to them genetically, that they can't do well in school. But is that God's stand? That's not God's stand. So we must build... every area of our life on God's word. And here I said, you must get scriptures that are relevant to that area and you inculcate them and you digest them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is what makes the foundation. The foundation of your life, if we are to check the foundation of your life, to check the foundation of my life, it has to be the word. Because the truth is, there are people's foundation that are, some people's foundation is standing on what is trending on social media. Why are you going into this business? Oh, because Google Trend, you know, there's an application of Google, by Google, that is called Google Trend. If you want to do business, if you check Google Trend in Nigeria, it will show you what people are buying, people's buying behavior in Nigeria, right? So there are people, and there's nothing wrong with using Google Trend, but if that is the superstructure upon which you are going into that business is standing on, be sure, I'm talking from experience, be sure that that business is very soon going to crash. You are just checking Google, Twitter. You know, if you go to Twitter, that's you check, this is what is raining. Or it rained last year. Umbrella sold in thousands, in millions last year because it rained. And you want to use the data of last year to buy umbrella for this year. And so you are going to collect LAPO loan to invest in buying umbrella from China. And because there was no word of God backing that ambition, you ordered for umbrella from China when dollar was 1,000. You pay 30%. Now for you to balance, now dollar has gone to 1,007. Hallelujah. And you have to clear. And the custom in Nigeria, they are even the first person to hike, to jack up and to jack down their rates. Now you are in debt. Are you seeing the reason why some of us are frustrated? I just use that example to let you know that if the foundation you are standing upon in your marriage is not built on God's word, failure is inevitable. So we must go beyond just this superficial, this surface of getting God's word. You must go to the length, the degree of knowing that I am convinced that God told me this, and because God told me this, I cannot fail. How many of us can beat our chest and say, God told me this, and I know this will not fail? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, it says where the word of the king is, there is what? There is power. There is power even if the economy of the world is going against what God has said. But because the word of the king, the word of God is backing that thing, it has the ability and the capability to uphold that thing. Hallelujah. So people build on what is trending. People build on what is tradition. Oh, my family, we only marry from Edo State. My great-grandfather married from Edo State. My great-grandmother married from Ishan. And so I can't go, when this is God's will, this is clear that this is God's will, and this brother is Igbo. In fact, the English he speaks, you quickly know from the way he speaks his English that this one is from, you know, if you say Anambra, you are generalizing. Or Hafia. The Igbo has refused to leave his intonation that everything is infused together. But because your great-grandfather, your great-grandmother married from one sect, you also believe that you must marry from that, and you begin to have issues, and you have failed to check what is this standing on? This business I'm doing, what is this standing on? People build on emotions. And people build from counsels. And I'm not against counsels from people, but people build from counsel without building on God's word. Hallelujah. So, to build every area of our life on God's word, it requires a deliberate attempt. What did I say? It requires a deliberate attempt. Whatever you are going to say or whatever you are going to do must have a truth in the word of God. There must be the word of God that is backing that thing. You know, they asked them, the sons of Sceva in Acts of Apostles. It says, by whose authority? You remember that story? Do we remember that story? It says, by whose authority? It says, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Who are you? Tell us where you are coming from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is someone blessed? Number two, integrating God's word into your life, you must feed on the word of God. It's different from the first one. If food is essential for your physical well-being, so the word of God is essential for your spiritual well-being. Hallelujah. If what? Physical food is essential for your physical well-being, so much more the word of God for your spiritual well-being. The word of God has the capacity to give you strength. You know, some people will tell you, just give me five wraps of apple. Just give me five wraps of apple. If I finish these five wraps of fufu, and I was told that there's difference between fufu and apple, and there's another one, and starch. The one we do in this Southwest is soft. That's fufu. That there's one that comes from the East. That one, if they use it to stone you, it will stay. And if it's not staying, by the time it's coming out, you will know that something has, you know, when Jesus said virtue left me, you will know that something has touched you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the word of God. I'm talking about the word of God. We must feed on the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Luke chapter 4 and verse 4. It says, man must not what? Live by what? By bread alone. The mistake most of us do, we make, the error we commit every day is we take breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And now even after dinner, we still do some other things. We still take supper. In fact, some of us, we eat till midnight. We eat while we are on the bed. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, spiritually, there's nothing. And the devil comes to try you and you are saying, but I listened to the word of my pastor on Sunday. And the devil is just looking. He takes you up like this, like fuke fuke. You know what they call fuke fuke? He has no weight. You are weightless. Hallelujah. So we must feed on the word of God. It is the word of God that gives you spiritual strength. It is the word of God that gives you what is called spiritual energy. It is the word of God. So it is not enough to use God's word as foundation. You must also feed on the word of God. God's word is spiritual food. Give me 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. He says, as newborn babes, he says what? Desire the sincere milk of the word of God. Can we read it together? Yes, one, two, go. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. When you take this sincere milk, what happens? Thank you, sir. I will have to download this version of Bible. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor, please let me read it. Oh, Pidgin English. Oh.
But make una they hungry for spiritual milk, like pikin wey them just born, so that una fit strong well.
Please put your hands together for our pastor. You know what one of my concerns coming to church this evening? Why I delayed a little bit? I just picked my son from school. And I realized that between school and church, there will be some episodes of cry-cry. And the answer is not, you are dancing. You are doing that thing. It's that food. And as we're coming about turning there, I called my wife. Please, where are you? She said she was at that time she was at Anthony. There's one language this man understands. I'm calling it language, but Bible says it's a desire. It says as newborn babes, as pikin wey dem just born, they hungry to eat food. He said, make una dey, please remind me again. Make una dey crave. Crave is too high. It's not PG. Desire. And he's saying that hunger Make una day hungry. You see that just you understand now. It brings about something. It brings about growth. So, who amongst us, the way we are all laughing now, we are all moving about. Have you ever done 3 days dry fast before? Yes, sir. Have you ever done that before? Yes, sir. Strictly on water.
No water.
How do you feel like after the second day? You feel like not eating food again. Another experience. If Nathan, my son, passes behind you, there's a tendency that when he's coming against you, you feel very light that you almost want to fall. Right? That talks about our spiritual seat. It talks about our spiritual state, most of us. You see what? Pastor said it one time ago, and I'm saying it again. Most pastors don't study their Bibles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you feel like pastor is talking like this because he's a pastor. And you expect that when they say, come and carry 20 liters, person we never told for 3 days. You say make the person come carry 20 liters of jerrycan. Now the jerrycan go carry the person. No, be the person go carry the jerrycan. So, and there's another thing I realized, and this one has to do with every one of us believers. Many believers have substituted the study of God's word with listening to messages. I've listened, and not just messages, so our favorite man of God. The one that Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and all the them, that everybody is talking about, like, this pastor, I know. And we pride ourselves on, I've listened to over 200 messages by this man. Is that wrong? It's not wrong. Well, is that bad? It's bad. That's the, you know, when you want to lead prayer, you won't be leading prayer based on that. You won't be leading prayer the way the man of God preached the message. It will help you in some instances. But when it comes to touching God, God ministering back to you, you need God's word. In the court of law, it's not physics and chemistry they use. Is someone listening to what I'm talking about? Do they use physics and chemistry?
No.
What do they use? They use the law. And aside the law, they use their own case studies. Judgment delivered in 1983. Everything they use there. If they are going to take any external material, going, judging by, for those of us who have watched Suits, you know that you have to first submit that document ahead of the sitting of the court for the judge to have an understanding. You can't just bring a foreign material. What a lot of us do is that we bring foreign material when we are praying. We are not bringing God's law, God's word back to him. So we are speaking. God can hear us, but it's as though we are mumbling words because he can't hear the language. The language God understands is the language of his word, primarily. We are speaking, but it's not so clear. Because our prayers, we don't have, there's no substance. That, okay, come and pray, come and lead prayer on God's faithfulness. That you have 5 scriptures. I'm going too far, B. Am I going too far? 3 scriptures that corroborate, is that correct? this faithfulness of God we are talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to do better. We need to do better. We need desire. And that desire is action. It says, as newborn babes, desire is a strong, is a desire that nothing else can quench. This kind of desire. It's not that you carry your Bible now and you just see credit alert. You quickly drop up your phone. I mean, you drop your Bible and you pick your phone and like, especially when it's maybe a bonus from your organization. Like, that bag that I've not ordered, this is the time to order it. Then the moment you leave your Bible, you go to the Instagram, you spend 5 hours on just deciding on which bag, the color, the design. And that event will go like that, and you won't even remember that, I was doing something before this alert came on. Hallelujah. So, that's number what? Number what? Number two. Number two. Number two. And inside this number two, I have about two or three things to say about this number two. And how do you integrate God's word into your life? Number one, these are practical steps, so read it with your eyes. What did I say? Read it with your eyes. Give me Matthew chapter 12 and verse 3. Read it with your eyes. Read it with your eyes. Matthew 12, 3. You hear Jesus talking, asking questions. He said, have you not read? Matthew 12, 3. Matthew 22, 31. Have you not read? Have you not read? Have you not read? Matthew 12, 3. He said unto them, what did he say? What did he say? Have you not read what David did when he was an ungred? I pronounce it as an ungred. And they that were with him. You remember what he's talking about here? When David was running from Saul. Have you not read? Have you not read? So you need to read with your eyes. And it's in steps. I heard about this man of God. What most of us do is we don't read the Bible. We read newspaper. And so it was told of Smith Wigglesworth that there was a man around his neighborhood that would come and visit him from time to time. And the man came one day with newspaper. He said, this newspaper is evil news. Take it out of my house. He said, inside the newspaper, you see armed robbers kill 17 people in so-and-so place. Car crash in so-and-so place. He said, have you ever seen the good news, any good news come out of the newspaper? He said, there's only one book that is guaranteed to give you good news. It's the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, read it with your eyes. Actually, that's point number two. Number one is, receive it with your ears. Receive it with your ears. Attend where God's word is taught. Attend, and it's not just, when we talk about Bible believing church, it's not just anywhere where they, because you go to some places now, is that the word of God has been turned upside down. Hallelujah. They have been, the word of God has been what? Twisted to mean different things. And people will even begin to create instances and say, oh, didn't David marry many wives? Did David marry many wives? Did David marry many wives? Yes, he did. But is that God's instruction for this dispensation? Hallelujah. So you receive it with your ears. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by how? By hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of the Lord. So we need to develop our faith. How do we develop our faith? It's by hearing God's word. is by hearing God's word. You are what you feed on. Interestingly. Have you seen some of those people who sell pap? How they advertise? They will tell you this pap is what? Weight gain. Have we seen those adverts online? Have we seen some of those foods online? They will tell you that this food is for weight gain. Who knows how to? There's one food from Joss. My friends from Joss used to bring corn, millets, all together like that. Huh? Gero. Tom Brown. God bless you. We say this kind of Tom Brown. There's granite inside. There's tiger nut inside. There's date inside. There's this, there's that. And this is for weight gain. And there's another kind of food that is for weight loss. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we need to receive it with our ears. We need to hear it. Reading it with your eyes. And I'm saying it. Let me go down. Some of us don't have Bible. And some of us, the Bible you have is Gideon's Bible. New Testament. Can I move further? Some of us, the only Bible you have is just one version. And it's Old King James. And it's not helping you. Huh? By the time we begin to see NLT, he's asking, please, what's NLT? Am I hearing NLT or NFT? We are not talking about NFT is another thing entirely. NLT is a version. There's a version that is called ESV. You know, we talk about desire. You look at it like desire looks like a passive thing. To grow in God's word is expensive. You want to write the same exam. Somebody has Ababio. He has comprehensive. He has essential. And you are reading key, what's that thing called that you used to? Key point. And you want to write the same exam with that same person. You say, I like key point. Ask him why he likes key point. He can enter my back pocket. Hallelujah. You need to invest. And I'm challenging you. If the only Bible you have in your house is that Bible they gave to you when you were doing baptism in your former church, go and drop that Bible now. You know, some of us, as a gift, when you did baptismal class in your former church, that's the same Bible you are reading now. It means you are not serious about this journey. I'm not talking. You have money for food. So you can't tell me like, this pastor doesn't understand, say, to eat. It means you are still thinking about the natural man. You are carnal. Sir? Gentile. Sir? Gentile. I don't know what to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to upgrade. It's not just, it's good that you say, my pastor say, but what is God's word? What have you learned inside the Bible? Hallelujah. Job said, I have esteemed your word more than my necessary food. That talks about a man that has desire. It's a challenge for our generation. No? It's a great challenge for our generation. And it's a summon. This message is a summon actually to every one of us. So go back and do the needful. I saw a video, I downloaded it, and I was going to send it to Pastor. You know, Pastor mentioned something sometimes ago. The video was actually to give substance to the statement he made way long before I left. That the moment people leave Nigeria, they move to one country like that. Who remembers that statement? Then you will begin to hear, live my life. I'm no longer interested. I saw a fresh video. The wife was on the floor, held to the leg of the guy. And was begging the guy, please don't leave. You think it just happened? Huh? Do you think it just happened? Huh? It's a build on. It's been building gradually. May the Lord help us. So that's number two, right? Number three. And that was why I delved into the point of buying a physical Bible. Not just with your phone. No. Research it with your hands. There's a beauty when you open the Bible. You know where it is. You flip. You see, when you flip it. In fact, there are times that God used to give Jara. You know what they call Jara? Huh? It's a different scripture you are looking for. Who has witnessed that before? But as you are flipping through those pages, another light, another scripture jumps at you. And you say, oh, this is it. If you are swiping on your phone, it won't give you that one. I'm not against phone. I have Bibles on these two phones, all my gadgets. But it won't give you that experience. It won't give you that experience. Research it with your hands. And we must become Bereans. Give me Acts 17:11. It says, what was talked about the Berean church? Huh? They will go back. You know, Pastor said something that was very humbling one time ago in our Bible study. He said he made, I don't know if it was a mistake, sir. And you went back home and you came back and you corrected yourself. Who remember that statement? You remember that statement? We should have taken it as a rebuke. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Huh? We should take it as a rebuke. Give me Job 5:27. We should take it as a rebuke. Many of us don't have daughters again. Or we don't even read what we have in our daughters. True of us. Huh? But the last time you visited your village or your family house, your mom said, these books, we have been keeping it for you. Who understands what I'm talking about? And you said, I have books here. I said, yes, we even kept it for you in a carton where those children will not go. And the moment you open the carton, the first one, when you were in Genesis 1, you saw somebody's laughing at the back. You saw with your very fine, legible handwriting. Huh? The thing that Brother Humphrey, according to Pastor, said, and you wrote it down. Some instructions, you wrote them down. In fact, some of us, some prophetic words, you already forgot about those prophetic words, but when you open that, that book, and you realize that, oh, so I actually received a word like this long ago. Have you ever been shocked by just opening your old jotters, your journals, and all of that? But now we are not doing all of that again. If we ask questions now without opening our phones or going to YouTube, okay, I know we all get it because Pastor has been talking about wealth and wisdom, right? Right? But if we say, okay, the message is preached in February, don't hide behind Pastor Charles. The message is preached in February. Can you remember it, Yvonne? Can you remember? Huh? I'm not. Those ones in media don't look old because that you have edited the message can influence. Okay, message is preached in March. Do you see that we are not Berean like anymore? As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. So don't feel like this man is casting, he's throwing stones at me. We don't do that anymore. Job 5:27. Give me Job 5:27. Can we read together? One, two, go. We are grumbling. We are murmuring. Can we read like somebody that has life? One, two, go.
Lo.
We have searched it. So it is. Hear it.
It's
for thy good. How would you know if you have not searched it? Hallelujah. So you can never know what you don't research. You can never know what you don't research. Number four, speak with your mouth. So here I learned something, that there is the external here. And there is the internal ear. What most of us are hearing now, or what the one you are using now, is which one? The external. The internal is activated when you quote. And that's where why Bible encourages us to confess God's word. There's a way when you hear your own voice again and again, especially people who sing understand this, they will know that, I missed a key here. I missed this, I missed that. When you speak, the internal here is activated. You pick, why do we all know John 3:16 without looking at our Bibles? I'm not talking about memorization. You see, memorization has to do with the head. But you see, when it comes to you speaking it, it moves, and somebody even said the distance between, I don't know how true, they said the distance between the head and the heart is about 14 inches or 18 inches. I don't know how true that is. But when you speak it again and again, you did talk about the word of God. I have life, or give me a scripture. Apart from John 3:16, your favorite scripture. Anybody? Bro Benga? Bro John? I can't hear you, sir. But I love that scripture. Something overwhelming stream. Okay. Can I get another microphone so that our audience can hear? Quickly.
Pastor, he said he will cause the blessed nation to flow towards us like a river, and the wealth of the nation like an overflowing stream.
And that's found in
Isaiah,
okay. God was speaking to Joshua. Now, this is another popular scripture that we all know. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. What did he say? This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate, day and night, you will observe to do, and you have good success. But the action word there is that this book of the law shall not what? Depart. You see, those believers, should I say those believers, in that their time, they were given to going to what the Muslims now do. You know why those guys can, they will say they are doing graduation from the Quranic school? Is that after four, or anything from four, they go back to the Quranic school, and they are shouting, they are screaming, they are talking about it and all of that. That was what God was actually referring to. That we must be given to the speaking of the word of God. That in speaking it, your internal here is activated, that you will not forget that this is what the instruction is about. And there was another instruction God giving to the children of Israel, like, talking about writing, you know, the genesis of this handband with... Do you know the genesis of that handband? It's a Jewish culture thing. They write scriptures. Put it. They write scriptures on the lintel of the house. We must go back to that. Okay, so how do you do it in this time? You have printer. Print it. Put it on your wall. This is the word of God that I'm working with for this season that the Lord has brought me into. Put it. As you want to sleep, you see it. As you are waking up, you will see it. What happens? What you are seeing and you are confessing, in no distant time, you have the manifestation. So what is happening to a lot of us is that we don't have anything we are working with. And the world now coined it and used it. Say you must have a vision board. You must have a vision board. The genesis of that vision board came from, sir? Yeah, came from Joshua 1:8. What in the marketplace we are calling vision board, vision board, vision board, is the word that is activated for your season. So the moment you are veering off that word that God has given you, that scripture, the moment you turn, you see it, it has a capability to do what? To bring you back to course. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So lastly, let me stop here. You need to visualize it. You need to think it. You need to imagine it. Imagine the scripture. Imagine the scripture. Imagine it. Think on it. And that's where the word think on it is simply talking about meditation. It says, your word have I hidden in my heart. So that what? I will not sin against you. I was leading prayer on Friday and I quoted Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. It says, your words were what? Found. And I what? I consumed it. What else happened? It became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. So the word of God has that capability to become medicinal. You know, I talked about the word of God as a medicine, that you take it as a medicine. Huh? I've experienced it. I was very ill and I was lying down there. But for my own case, I could not say it. But the word was being spoken by my phone. The person that was struggling to sleep, I could not sleep. I was in pains. I was in severe pain. Let me know. Severe pain. My lower abdomen by the right ear, if you know what that is called. Severe pain. And I just turned on one of our worship sessions, messages like that, and it was the worship session here in Maryland. And out of the blues, what happened? I slept off. Slept off. It was later my wife came and wanted woke me up and said, I realized like, And you know this thing that you are, something is playing on your phone and you are sleeping, but you are hearing the full version of what is in your dream. That was my experience. So I didn't know that I slept. It was the next morning that my wife put to bed. So it's not something that is not working. It has worked. And it's still working. For some of us, you work in a place where you are now allowed to use, and you have headset or something. You work maybe in a factory or somewhere you are permitted to use headset. Download it. I've said it before. I said the book of Philemon will not take you more than 2 minutes. Philemon has how many verses? Huh? It has how many verses? You see, we are not even sure. Okay, Jude has how many verses? Because we know Jude 1:20 and Jude 1:21. Hallelujah. In less than 2 minutes, you finish Philemon. We have data. See, the challenge we have now is not that you don't have data. Forget that thing that you don't have data. I don't have data. We all have data. It's just that our priorities are different. And so we need to reprioritize this evening. I'm always busy. I can't be holding Bible. Get a physical Bible. I've told us the instruction tonight is go and get a Bible. I was asking somebody this week. I said, how much is Dick's Bible now? He said, Dick's Bible is 100,000. I said, what? He said, 100,000. I said, when I bought mine in 2019, it was 20,000 naira. Pastor, how much is Dick's Bible? That's the price. In 2019 or 2020, I bought it 20,000. In 2014, it was 5,000 naira. So you see that even God's word is becoming more and more expensive. Hallelujah. So buy it now that you see 100,000. If you ask next month, it might be 1,000, 120,000. Or 1 million. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? Or please, do we have questions? Question. question. I couldn't finish what I have here. I have actually 6 points, but because of time, I need to just leave it. I've talked about living the Word of God, right? Did I talk about living the Word of God? Integrating by integrating, living it. No. Growing with it, acting on it. I didn't talk about that. Maybe another time I'll come and I'll talk about it. Because those are actually even essentials. The reason why some people don't do some things is they say, I just gave my life to Christ 1 year ago, 6 months ago. And like, this one is not expected to be fulfilled by me. Don't worry, we'll come back to that. But any questions? Okay, so what have you learned this evening? Let me know. Feedback for me now. What have you learned? Anybody randomly? Just one person. I need one person. Don't be shy. Bible says the righteous is as bold as a lion. So a lion or a lioness in this place, give me one feedback. God bless you, my sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of the things I've learned this evening is, as much as I feel hungry physically, I should be hungry for the Word of God spiritually as well. So if I feel hungry, in as much as I want to eat, I should also know that my spiritual life is hungry. Imagine spending 3 days without learning or opening the scripture, and I'm eating 3 times a day. So I will now be feeling very strong physically, and then I'll be feeling like a child.
Depleted.
Spiritually. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we clap? Can we clap? Pastor Omi? Yes, ma'am.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to mention that, you know, sometimes if you've not studied your Bible for a while, the day you decide to study your Bible, it will look like Greek. You will not, the English will be jamming. You will not even understand. You will finish reading and you ask yourself, okay, what did I read? Before you even finish the chapter, you may not remember anything, and that can be very discouraging. But I think we just need to be, like Pastor David said, deliberate and continue at it. It normally happens when you've not studied in a while. When you start again, it feels boring, it feels tiring, it feels confusing. But we have to continue with the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. I want to say this in closing for somebody who is taking action this evening. Don't start out by reading a whole chapter. Is that helpful enough? Start by saying, I want to commit to maybe 10 verses. Then gradually, you know, Pastor give us, He told us something about prayer sometimes ago. Who remembers? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you gradually increase that way to build momentum. If you've been to the airport before, you know that the airplane doesn't always start out with speed. It starts gradually towing, then you see the momentum keeps building on and on and on and on. And so for somebody that you are far, you've been very far from your Bible, you can even say, oh, let me start with one chapter. Don't start with, say, I want to read 20 chapters a day. You will kill the seed. You will kill the desire. And I've seen a lot of us, we have done that before, and we killed that desire. The best way to do it is build gradually. Is that helpful for somebody? Build gradually. Build gradually. And if there are questions in the course of your study that you have, write it down. And that's why we have a Bible study class like this. And it pains me that sometimes we come, we don't have questions, or we don't. There are things, a lot of us have things that are bothering us, true of us. And you have seen them in the Word of God, but we are not asking questions. We must become that church that is asking questions again. That's how to grow in depth. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Your excuse should not be, oh, I came on the Sunday, Pastor Gwinga was busy. There are other pastors, there are other believers here. What do you think about this scripture? What do you think? I read this thing. Does this thing mean this? Let's ask ourselves. That's the way to grow. Let's challenge ourselves in this journey. The journey of the faith, God is like the mantra of, what is this football team? Liverpool. He says what? never walk alone. God did not design us to walk on this journey alone. What did I say? God did not design and did not orchestrate that you should walk as a lone believer. Pastor used to say something that a lone ranger, I can't remember how exactly now, but you can't be a lone ranger in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Do you understand? You cannot be a lone ranger. You discover that those times that you withdrew from coming to church, from hearing God's word, those were the moment that the devil attacked you the most. So the devil is always tricking you to tell you, you don't need that community. You can do this on yourself. You need to be, and you know, we have taken that message of you can do it on your own. You can do it by yourself. And that's the reason why many of us are being flogged, or we are losing grounds, territories. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do we understand what I'm talking about? So you must be bold. If there are things that are not clear, ask questions. And don't even, sometimes you don't need to wait till Sunday, Saturday before we do it. That's why WhatsApp is there. Drop the message. Can we discuss on this thing later? Maybe on a Saturday. Or when we come for our cell meetings and all of that, outside the topic. It's not part of what we discussed about today, but this thing has been bothering me. That's how to grow. Can we be on our feet?